When it comes to pleasing the Jews, the nonsense keeps piling higher. And Ben Carson slices it in big gobs of fantasy. This one takes the cake.
America has always been like Israel's big brother, going through a tough neighborhood. Now, if you abandon your little brother in that tough neighborhood, he's going to get picked on a lot.
Last time I checked, the only ones getting picked on are Palestinian babies whose bodies are burned alive by Jewish settlers in the occupied territories. It's a blame game that gets Jewish money and Jewish votes.
I have had a chance to look at a lot of material on not only Al-Qaeda, but the radical Islamic movement in general.
What is the origin of their rage, in your view?
Well, first of all, you have to recognize they go back to the battle between Jacob and Esau.
Islam comes from Esau? Last time I checked, it came from Muhammad 2,500 years later. But don't confuse Zio-Christians with facts.
This was Carson's first trip to the Holy Land.
It was really a fact-finding mission. You hear so many things, you read so many things, but until you can actually experience it yourself and see for yourself, you really don't have the proper perspective.
To get that first-hand perspective, Carson paid a house call to Hadassah, Israel's premier hospital. During his fact-finding mission, Israelis told Carson they're concerned about relations with the U.S.
It's sort of like your brother's going to school in a real tough neighborhood, and you want to make sure that he gets there safely and gets back home safely, so you walk with him, and then suddenly you say, you're on your own.
Bull. Israel is armed to the teeth and waging genocide on their own, while strapped Palestinian hospitals are filled with mutilated victims of Jewish aggression. But Carson prefers Hadassah Hospital, where Jews get nose jobs and facelifts. A little humility goes a long way, but not with Ben.
Dr. Carson, but you know, Muhammad lives in 632. How do you go back to Jacob and Esau, which are BC?
I'm just saying that the conflict has been ongoing for thousands of years.
So it's not specific to the Islamic faith?
Well, the Islamic faith emanated from Esau.
Like I say, the Bible in the mouth of Zio-Christians is a dangerous thing. Perhaps Isaac and Ishmael have some remote link to present-day Jews and Arabs, but not as Carson spins it. It is a land issue. The Jews stole Arab lands, period. Biblical ownership of the land was always tied to God's call for justice. What does the Lord require of you, taught the prophet Micah? To do justice and walk humbly with thy God. But due to arrogance and injustice, the Jews were exiled, and after crucifying Christ, disinherited. Nowhere do Christ and the apostles speak about a return to the land with an exclusive Jewish polity. Just the opposite. Your house is left unto you desolate, pronounced Christ. No priesthood, no temple, no continued line of David. It's over. Yet Jews tout the creation of Israel in 1948 as a miracle of God. If driving out a people from their ancestral land, poisoning their wells, and stealing their orchards is a miracle of God, then Jews make God an accomplice to murder and theft. Oh, Carson's not against a Palestinian state, but wants to slip it into Egypt. How about we slip the crappy state of Israel into Manhattan? It's already Haimetown, and have our bot politicians pledge their oaths of allegiance to Israel there. It'll save taxpayers tons of money, and relief for a Jew-weary world.